Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Nun Vav, Baba Basra 156a, pagination is 311. We're starting at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, four lines up. We've encountered the concept of Shchiv Meira, which is a person on his deathbed for whom Chazal made a special legislation that he could divide his property verbally, even without a kinyan, and it's kichsuvim v'chimisurim dami, and it's considered binding. There is a dissenting opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, hamachalik nechosav al piv, if a person is dividing his property verbally, meaning on his deathbed, Rabbi Lazar omer, Echad bari ve'echad mesukan, whether he's healthy or even if he is the case that we've been discussing, deathly ill, nechosim sheyesh lahem achrayus niknim v'kesev v'shtara v'chazaka, if it's items, property, real estate that have the status of achrayus, liens apply to them. That was the code word for real estate. So then it's acquired with kesef shtar and chazaka. Money, document, or an act of acquisition showing ownership. Fundamentally, what the Mishnah is saying is you have to make a kinyan. V'she'en lahem achrayis, and if it's items that do not have liens applied to them, a code word for metaltalim, movable objects, ein niknim elo b'meshicha, they're not acquired unless you did meshicha, pulling it, lifting it. That's the method of kinyan. And again, the point here is not so much which kinyan, the point is to contrast it with the opinion of the Chachamim, who say no kinyan is required when it's a mesukan, a person who's deathly ill. Rabbi Lazar holds a kinyan is required. Let's go to Amud Beis and skip to the Gemara four lines from the top. Tanya, we learnt, a case in point that clearly demonstrates the difference between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. Amar lehen Rabbi Lazar l'Chachamim. Rabbi Lazar said to the Chachamim, I have a story, an incident that we see how the rabbis of the time ruled, that clearly supports my position. Maisa b'marani echad, there was an incident with a person from the place that gave him the name Maroni. Shahaya b'Yerushalayim, he was in Yerushalayim. V'hayolo metaltalim harbe, and he had a lot of assets, movable objects, ubikish litnim b'matono, and he wanted to somehow give them as a gift to certain recipients. Amrulo, and they told him, ein lohem takono, there's no way you could do it. Acheyikna al gav karka, unless you have real estate, and you grant the real estate to that person, and agav, connected with the real estate, you could attach all the movable objects as you wish. And that's the kinyan agav, that when real estate goes, so movable objects can go with it. As we've mentioned on different occasions, when we do the kinyan for chametz with the non-Jew, so one of the things we do is we grant him some real estate as part of the transaction, and we say that all the movable objects, all the Cheerios and whatever, even by the way, if they're not put onto the real estate, but simply through a legal mechanism, once real estate is going, so the movable objects can go with it. Holach, so this person went. V'lokach beisela, and he acquired a property that was described as stone, meaning not viable for planting, and therefore it was cheap property, but he got what he wanted. He got a piece of real estate. Samach l'Yerushalayim, it was near Yerushalayim. V'omar, and he said as follows, Tzifono l'Ploni, the northern part of this plot of land that I just bought, should go to so-and-so, v'imo me'atzon, o me'achavios, and together with it, 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Udromo, and the southern part should have a portion that goes leploni to so-and-so, ve'imo me'yotzonu me'achavios, and similarly an allocation of movable objects. Umes, and then he died, v'kimu chachamim es devarov. And the rabbis endorsed what he did, and they said that it's binding because he did it in such a way. But clearly, from the statement that there's no solution until you have real estate and you grant it through the real estate, from that statement you see that Shchiv Meirah does not work without a kinyan. Amru lo, and the Chachamim responded, Shchiv Meirah does work without a kinyan. Misham Raya, you're bringing me a proof from over there. Mironi Bari Haya, that person called Mironi, this person who comes from that place, his story was that he was healthy at the time of the incident. It's interesting that at the time that he is described to having bought this real estate, the wording was Holach, he went, V'lokach, and he purchased Beis Sela Echod Samach L'Yerushalayim. The word holach obviously can be taken in two different ways. Either he physically went, which would indicate that he was healthy at the time, and then it so happened that he died shortly thereafter, so people connect everything, but he was healthy, and he went. It could also be used as an expression that he picked himself up, so to speak, but he didn't pick himself up. He went dead and did what he had to do. Didn't necessarily mean that he was walking all over town looking for a seller. Okay, so this is the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, and we've encountered the basic principle that we hold that Shchiv Meirah can do a transfer without a kinyan. On the contrary, we learned that if he does do a kinyan, it is possible that that's considered over the top, and if he gets better, he might not be able to get his property back because he went ahead and made such a good gift that it becomes binding even beyond Shchiv Meirah. So the typical case, Shchiv Meirah, the way we paskin, would be without a kinyan. The Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud tells us that there is a case where Rabbi Elazar would agree that a kinyan is not required and the Shchiv Meirah will be binding based on his directive. Rabbi Elazar Omer, b'Shabbos devarav kayamin. If it's Shabbos, then his statement is binding. Mipnei she'ein yachal lichtov, because he's not able to proceed in the normal way of doing the Shchiv Meirah as Rabbi Elazar understands it. Aval lo b'chol, but if it's weekday, then we require the kinyan with the writing, because there's no titrof daito, according to Rabbi Elazar. There's no worry that he's going to lose his sanity, because let him just do what has to be done. A kinyan with writing, what's so hard? But again, as we discussed, that the way we paskin, the Shchiv Meirah would indeed work even in the weekday when it's possible to make the kinyan and possible to write, we still hold that expediting it and assuring him that everything is in order is helpful to him, and Shchiv Meirah is binding the way we paskin, even without a kinyan. It's interesting that in Siman Resh Nun Dalid, we find that although we hold Shchiv Meirah works without a kinyan, and that's true b'chol and it's true b'shabbos, but if the chola, if the deathly ill person would request, would demand that they do a kinyan, based on the Gemara on Ardaf, two lines before the Mishnah, you would allow the kinyan to be done on Shabbos even though we normally would not do kinyanim on Shabbos because it's business activities, and we certainly wouldn't write it up on Shabbos because that he doesn't need, but the kinyan itself we would do on Shabbos if that's what the person demands and needs, even though it's really not necessary. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.